very crazy navigating through Los Angeles, Compton, and Long Beach, and trying to figure your way out through life. And then, you know, trying to figure that out, going through high school, gang banging and drugs, and seeing a lot of things that my uncles, aunties, and family members done, I end up having a baby at 18 years old, and then going to jail, and then trying to figure out life. And all of a sudden, me in the consequence of me figuring out life, going back to jail, in the county jail, the towers fell, and a light went off. I could go be in the military.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Hey, JR, how are you doing, Doctor?
I'm good. How are you doing? Nice to see you again.
It is nice to see you again. I am always excited to see you. I talk about you a lot, actually. I know it sounds crazy, but I do, because you have been one of the great supporters. Every time I ask anything of you, you are there. You do it. You're just an amazing human. So I kind of wanted to introduce you to, you know, some people who aren't already in your enormous network. So
right.
Tell us about you, Dr. JR. Tell us about you. What I find interesting is where you came from and how you got into the military. Can we do a little, like, not dramatic, but a little like background on where you came from?
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to be on the platform. I'm J.R. McIntyre from Long Beach, California, born and raised. You know, I just had a crazy story growing up with my mother and my father. My mother died of AIDS. We were crack babies. It was very crazy navigating through Los Angeles, Compton, and Long Beach, and trying to figure your way out through life. And then, you know, trying to figure that out, going through high school, gang banging and drugs, and seeing a lot of things that my uncles, aunties, and family members done, I end up having a baby at 18 years old, and then going to jail, and then trying to figure out life. And all of a sudden, me in the consequence of me figuring out life, going back to jail, in the county jail, the towers fell, and a light went off. I could go be in the military. But before that, I was fighting my father because I didn't want to go into the military. I didn't want to go into the Navy. He kept telling me, go into the Navy. Your grandfather was in the Navy. Go in the Navy. And I was like, no. And fast forward, when the towers fell, I became patriotic. And I said, somebody, I got to do something about it. And I got enlisted in the military in July 2002. On the 23rd of July 2002, and my whole life changed forever. The Army saved my life. It took me from either dying or going to jail or doing drugs or not being what I'm doing right now. And I'm happy that I took that route, which a lot of people didn't want me to take that route growing up in the urban cities. You know, they didn't want me to go fight that war. It ain't your war. But I thought that we all live here in the United States. And I thought that I can get away. And the Army provided me with food, shelter, and a place to stay clean. And for the first couple of years of my military career, I stayed in barracks, rent-free, met a tons of friends in Germany, and just said, you know what? Life is bigger than Long Beach, California. Life is bigger than Los Angeles. Life is bigger than Compton. And here it was. That's how my life started.
You know what I love about that is you and I have talked about this, and that's why I bring up your background. I think it's spectacular where you've come from and where you are. I think it's such a dramatic story of resilience, and that's kind of powerful to me. So, but one of the things that's even more powerful to me is that you and I both agree. You know, people say, oh, it's not my war. This is just where I live. But the truth is, we have one of the greatest countries in the world, in my opinion. I've been to a lot of them. And the world is a lot bigger than Compton. The world is a lot bigger than LA. The world's a whole lot bigger than Beverly Hills, where I come from, right? So if you don't get out there and you don't see what the life is really like, you don't know how good in some ways you've got it, or how you can come back and make things better even, right? So that's what I love about your story, is you've been totally turned your life around, and you've turned around the lives of others. So you're a very impressive person. Really, one of the things you do is you're the motivator, right? Yeah. So you motivate people to change their lives, to get out from behind whatever bullshit, I'm going to say it out loud, you were born into, or you found yourself in, and kind of move past that to have these, to have a really impactful life.
Right.
How do you feel you do that? Is it because of your background, or is there something else that you do to help people to kind of move into who they are?
I think I get that from, well, I don't think, I know I get that from my father. Being a young Black father raising his kids in Los Angeles, where the narrative back in the day was a man couldn't do it, let alone a Black man. And he did it when my mother passed. And there's no rules to that. So every time we didn't have anything, he made it seem like we had enough and motivated us, kind of like the Peter Pan effect. We was living off that Peter, like, one day it's going to come, and I still live like that. One day it's going to come. One day it's going to come. And I know people say, you know, they sometimes people are against motivation, but I tell them, it's just the first step. It's not everything, but it's just to help you get off the porch, help you with words of affirmation, help you with words of encouragement to say, I can do that. And then the next step is doing it. And then after that is being consistent in doing that, right? So I use motivation several tiers in my life. Coming from California, losing my mom when I was a little boy, I didn't speak for like 9 months. After she died, I was traumatized. So I just hid behind my dad because I felt like, why was I the only one that lost his mind? And I was the baby. So I put together all these narratives in my head, and I never met nobody like me. And it, you know, slowly it started to change because I met kids that didn't have moms after that. And it's like, oh, we together then. But it still sucked because on my free time, I would go see my mom, go through 12-step programs, live on Skid Row, just battle addiction, then finding out she got AIDS and battling that, and why my mom turned, she was pretty. Now she's, you know, she's not who she is. Like, she changed her pigmentation, her skin color, her everything. Everything changed because the AIDS was killing her. And I didn't know about that addiction. I didn't know about the diagnosis and all that stuff. But as I got to get older, you know, that's how Dr. JR and my motivation started to go to each tour. Then in the military, going to Iraq 3 times, 55 months of combat, losing guys. I just told myself it's going to be okay. And wow. I was delusional in prayer. And I want to tell the viewers that are watching this, prayer and gym saved my life. So I put together a package before the VA was giving me pills and subscribing or diagnosing me with anxiety or PTSD or TBI. I just started to go crazy in the gym and just pray. And that was one of my modalities right there, is just continue what I'm doing in the gym. And, you know, and that's type of motivation me. So it's like, okay, I can't be no motivational speaker if I'm not believing the same thing I'm trying to tell my audience. So that, and I call that being a hypocrite.
Right.
So as I kind of got, you know what I'm saying, going through all these tours and getting good at what I was doing, I said, I got to continue the same. I got to hold myself accountable. So how do I hold myself accountable? I become the motivator that I want everybody else to be. And that's what you have right there. It's just the first step, though. Just getting people off the porch. I snatch you off your couch, kick your bunk, put you, like, whatever you need me to do to get you to, because I know some good guys and good girls, but after the war, it's like, I don't know you no more. But hey, remember this? I can show you this. Oh, yeah. Now you're waking up from that trance that nobody likes you or you're not good enough. So that's what I do for our veterans is, hey, I plug them back up into their own algorithm. You took yourself out of the a different algorithm, and now you're trying to figure out what your life is going to be. Here's your life. You got a chance to start over, and that's what I do.
I love that. I think it's also really my personal belief system is that what you say, that if you've got to tame your tongue. Your tongue has power. What you say will be. So I'm a firm believer in manifestation in a lot of ways. I feel like I manifested my husband. He thinks that's the weirdest thing he's ever heard. But I know that that's what I did. I put it out there, right? I was like, I am going to get married this year, and I'm going to marry a man like this. And I believe that is in some ways its own little form of prayer. It's not the same, but and I do think prayer is a manifestation. Lord, give me the strength. Let's do this, right? I think it's powerful self-talk, right? So I love that you do that. What if you were going to give your younger self some advice, whatever that would be, that and whatever age it would have been, what would you say to young JR?
I spoke to him before years ago, and I created this alter ego, which was called the Hood Motivator. And I would just say, I love you, little bro. You got this. Keep going. One day, you're going to be the biggest giant in the world. And when you think giant, you think tall. But nobody thinks heart. So I didn't know what he meant. Mm-hmm. But now I know that I would have the biggest heart in the room. And I would walk around like I'm 7 feet tall. But my aura, my energy. So I would tell him, continue what you got going on. Like your powers, your superpowers. And that's what my cartoon is about, the Little Hood Motivators. It's activating that gift in all little kids and telling them it's okay. It's going to be okay. Keep going. Keep pushing. I love you. I'm proud of you. Just simple words like that. Because sometimes a lot of us go through life, we don't hear it as people and we don't hear it as a society. So I would tell myself continuously that I love you. I'm proud of you. Keep going. You are the number one. You are the best. And that's what I tell myself every day. So.
Oh, I love that. I think that's empowering for a lot of kids. Like, you know, so I grew up in an area with a lot of trust fund babies. We grew up a little differently. Yeah.
Right.
And the crazy thing is some of them really need your motivation. That's what, they could have used that. We could all use that. So I appreciate that. I think what I would love to share with you is that you, well, I should share with everyone, you shared some photos of you because we're doing a campaign right now, right? You know what I'm going to say. So we're doing a campaign right now, the before and after campaign, like who were they and who are they now? Yeah. And I just love your photos. They're great. if it was with those photos of you, so people are going to start looking for them, but were those photos of you with your machine gun and whatever in Iraq? Is that where you were when you did those, or were you on training at that time?
No. All that was Iraq and deployments. All of it. So
that's what I thought.
I was a kid.
You were such a baby. You were so adorable. So they're great. It's funny because Asiya is helping me, who is our producer on this show. She's helping me to produce that campaign. And I've had a great response. That campaign's going to run for a while because everybody's giving me their baby pictures and their uniform and their now pictures. And your now picture is great, of course. It's very like I'm a rapper. Yeah. Cool, dude. Right. Yeah. But I love it.
Thank you.
So it's a lot of fun. But I think what you said, by the way, I'm going to go back to it now. What you said about being a giant, and it's about your heart being so big that you're a giant. That is what I was trying to verbalize earlier about you, that I've noticed whenever I call you, you're there for me. Like you are open, you're vulnerable. You're like, yeah, I got you, girl. What do you need? Like I'm here. And it's awesome to have that kind of love. So I want to thank you so much for that, because there have been days when I've contacted you and I've been like a little frazzled, like, I got this damn conference that's doing this to me right now, you know, and you're always like, I got you. It's all good. Chill. Yeah. I got you. Right. It's very easy going. And always I get what I need from you. And I'm so happy. And you've made my life a lot easier. So thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit more about what you want to do in the future and why you're at Military Creator Con. Because I think that people don't realize how important what Military Creator Con is trying to bring to our ecosystem, to our community, all of the creators and artists and entrepreneurs and inventors. We're trying to bring perspective, right? We're trying to bring education. We're bringing connection to a community that we love. So why are you part of the community?
First of all, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to become part of your ecosystem and your amazing community for CreatorCon. And I have been to a lot of creator cons, not the military, different ones, different cons, and just looking at it and seeing that. And I'm so happy that y'all started it, because the military has something to say. We have energy chat room. We've just been dormant for a long time. So I believe that I'm a motivational speaker and life coach, but also I'm a creator. You know what I'm saying? My videos go viral. You know, my cartoons, my sketches, my books, my movies in my head, all that. I'm a creator. So it's not only do I speak life, but also I believe in my brand. And my brand is a little image of me. It's a cartoon character. And I get an opportunity to go in that little guy all the time and just be whoever I need to be to reach the people. And when I get out of him, then I go back and reset. I'm just JR. I'm just daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular person. And I created that because there's no judgment in him. You know what I'm saying? You could judge me, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? He got a suit of armor like Tony Stark. So being a creator is all that, what I'm doing right now. And I'm an entertainer too. So once I get on the stage and speak, then, you know, yes, I got a good story, but I'm articulate. I'm moving around. I pull from the crowd. That's what public speaking is for me. That's what it is. Because once you get, yes, you got a story, but how to keep to maintain the story, how to understand. And then also being an image that you talk about, it's not easy waking up every day. It's not even easy doing what I'm doing every day. But I'll be damned if I get invited to go get on this stage and I look like not what I'm telling you guys to be. So I hold myself, again, accountable to be a creator and then be a part of the greatest creator con, Military Creator Con. So I'm happy.
Well, I'm really glad you're coming. I think you're just bringing it. I was going to say what you're bringing, but you're just bringing it. You're bringing it all. And I'm really excited. I think everybody's going to get a lot out of it. And that's what's important to us, is that our community gets the kind of support and the kind of connection and, you know, that motivation, that, you know, because there's nothing like the military community. There's nothing like it. There's so many amazing things about it. I'm grateful. So it's funny. I was thinking about your character that you draw about all about you. Right. And so my little alter ego. So almost no one knows this but my husband. But now you're going to know and everybody watches is a dragon. So I have big dragon tattooed on me. And part of the reason for that, my husband's like, oh, now I see you have that tattoo dragon tattooed on your ass, because it's really on my backside, right? It's because to me, how I visualize my little self, my little girl, the little girl in me is standing between these big, strong legs, like, you know, the dragon towers over her, and she's sort of huddled in there being protected by this dragon. So when the dragon comes out of me, right, that flame, I can flow flame all over the garden to protect her. But that's kind of that's how I visualize how I grew up in some ways and who I am and how I have to protect my very sensitive little self.
Right.
Most people have no idea how sensitive I am, right? They meet me, they're like, oh, she's done a lot. She's powerful. No, I'm super sensitive.
Definitely.
So I'm really glad.
I see that too. That's why I try to make sure I uplift you when I talk to you, because I know you go through a lot. So I always tell people like yourself, where do the motivators go get motivated? Where do the healers go get healed? They come to the motivators table. And when you talk to me, I know you got a lot of on your shoulders and you burn and stuff. So I try to make it easy as possible, because I put myself in your shoes. I've been there before. But sometimes people like us think we're strong, and not knowing that I'm weak today. I might need a little bit of strength, but they don't know it. They don't see it. Because why would they see it? Because they see us as strength. So,
right. No, and I think that's why I appreciate you so much, is you do, because of who you are, where you've been, where you're going, you see things that other people don't. And I love that. And I'm always encouraged by you. And I thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing. I think we're building something meaningful, a true movement. And I'm just grateful that you're a part of that. And I thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm grateful for you.
I'm always grateful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. It's called Rock next week.
Thank you. Before I let you go, because I'm going to see you next week, where are you going right now?
Where are you going? Home.
And it's like, I can see this beautiful sky.
I'm going to my house. Yeah, it's like 40 minutes away. Yes, I'm going home. I hit the gym, got a haircut. Now I'm going home. Yep.
Okay, we did it all, didn't we? Got a haircut, went to the gym, ran it home. The sky looks so pretty. I can see it out your window right now. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I like that drive.
Yes, it's pretty. It's Florida.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. Come to Military Creator Con. Join us. Come talk to Dr. JR. Come hang out with us. Let's get motivated together. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great X, you. Roger, over.